The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
So the Buffs, they inbound it. Being pressure being put on here by Bauer. And to throw it in here is going to be Dale. Dale gives it in for Cornell. Cornell jumper, banks it off the glass. Ball's inbounded. They're going to have to shoot a half quarter. It's on its way. It is short. And a come-from-behind win by Elm Creek, banked in with 2 seconds to go by Claire Cornell.
Tonight, the postseason begins with the girls' D110 sub-district semifinals from Kearney Catholic High School. High School Basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And a Crane's going to block the attempt there of Sage Martin. And coming out of there with it will be Axtell, trying to go coast-to-coast. Sees it Melama, does, puts it up too strong. Ball deflected out into the hands of Schnell. She'll take a quick shot from seven and hit it. A 7-0 run by Axtell.
Game 1 features the top-seeded Axtell Wildcats battling the Overton Eagles, and Game 2 is a rematch of Friday night where Elm Creek edged Amherst in overtime. Four Fort Kearney Conference teams will battle tonight's D110 sub-district semifinals. All the action is coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney Catholic with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum here at the campus of Kearney Catholic High School for the D110 Girls Sub-Districts. Randy Bushcutter here with you. Glad you could join us for four Fort Kearney Conference rivals who will be getting together today to see who will be the final two standing, and they'll finally whittle themselves down Thursday to only one team left with a chance to play at the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. Our first matchup of the day will have Axtell taking on Overton. Axtell is the number one overall seed here in the district. That will be followed by Elm Creek and Amherst, and Elm Creek will be the number two seed overall. For Axtell and Overton, well, of course, being conference rivals, they have played one time this year. That was in Overton, but it was back in December, so a lot of water under the bridge since then. It's been about 2.5 months since these two teams got together, and when they got together in Overton, it was a fairly comfortable win for Axtell, 51-30. Axtell 18-5 on the season. Overton almost the reverse of that, as they come in at 5-16. But it's the districts, and you never know what's going to happen when you get a couple of conference rivals together with a battle of survival here at Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic High School. So a nice matchup here between Axtell and Overton. That'll be followed by Elm Creek and Amherst. Fort Kearney conference rivals figuring out who's going to come out of the D110 girls sub-district. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters here for both the Wildcats and the Eagles. When we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. Let's give you the starters. We'll begin first of all for Overton. They'll be in their road blue uniforms. Their starters are Danny Jewett, a 5'7 senior who's averaging 9.2 points per ball game. Sydney Enix is only a freshman. She's 5'10 and she's averaging 7.6 points per ball game. Taylor Kaiser, 5'9 and a junior, averages 4.6 points a game. Gracie Grode is a freshman as well. She is 5'8", and she averages 7.5 points per ball game. And Jaden Eby, also a freshman, 5'6", and she's averaging 2.3 points per ball game for head coach Chelsea Losey. For the Axtell Leda Wildcats, the number one seed here in the sub-district, their starters are Kit Wells, a 5'4 senior. She's averaging 4 points per ball game. Reagan Miller is 5'6 and a sophomore. She averages 7.3 points a ball game. Hannah Kring is 5'10 and a senior. Kring averages 14.9 points per ball game, and she'll be playing volleyball next year at UNK. And then the Melamas. Season Melama, a 5'9 sophomore. She averages 8 points per ball game. A little under the weather today as she's fighting off the effect of either a cold or a flu. So she's kind of battling that a little bit. Sophie Melama, her twin sister, 5'10 and a sophomore. And Sophie on the season is averaging 5.6 points per ball game for head coach Kelly Cooksley. So those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And don't forget, we have a slew of basketball for you around our myriad of stations here on the Platte River Radio Network, as on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. They're now at the end of the third quarter. Minden right now leading Gothenburg by a score of 43-15. That game again on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That'll be followed by Kearney Catholic, who will be taking on Cozad after that. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll have a tip right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes. First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark are cutting edge seed and chemical. Tip is in the air, and it's going to be controlled here by Axtell. So Overton will drop back to a little man-to-man defense as they get the season Melama in the corner. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Melama has the ball back. We'll kick it off here for Miller. They're looking inside here for Hannah Kring, and they'll get it top of the circle here for Kit Wells. Melama gets it inside for Kring. Nice job driving for Kring. Missed the shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts up another shot. That one will not fall. Rebound taken down by Axtell, and they're going to kick it off here on the left side. Try another two-pointer. No good. And another rebound that time won't fall either for Hannah Kring, and she was able to kick it out for Sophie Melema. So now coming out with it is going to be Danny Jewett. She dribbles into the offensive end. They trap her, and we're going to have a timeout immediately to save the possession. If Chelsea Losey doesn't call the timeout, more than likely, that's going to be a turnover. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll keep it right here since we're so early on into the game. But again, a timeout there really required. Otherwise, with that ball being dribbled right into the corner, that would have been a turnover right out of the chute, and certainly not the way that you want to start things here if you're Overton. So they're forced to call the timeout. And don't forget that on our sister station from St. Cecilia on the Breeze, it'll be Blue Hill as they're the number one seed. They're in action against Harvard. That'll be followed by Kennesaw and Red Cloud. So here, the basketball inbounded here. No problem for Overton getting in the offensive end now as they work it around. And Eby will give it off here now on the left side for Kaiser. Kaiser facing some man-to-man here by the Wildcats. We'll kick the ball back out here for Grote. She'll get it down low for Enix. And Enix, she has her shot blocked and out of bounds. Nice job there by Kring to come up with the block. So good work there for Kring to get the block. And then they're going to turn the ball over. So up ahead here is going to come Miller, and Miller then took an extra step. So turnover on one end and a turnover on the other. So here we go in the offensive end now. As a little pressure is being put on. Bad pass. It's going to be intercepted. Coming up with it is Eby. Eby bounce pass now left side off glass. Shot's going to be up and good for Kit Wells. So Wells is able to cash in after the Overton turnover. So they turned it over a couple of times. And now Overton will turn it over again. Pass going to be intercepted on the run here. Season Melma. Season on the drive. Off glass. No good. And rebound taken out by Grote. So she's going to bring the ball up ahead, and Overton's going to run. Nice bounce pass left side by Enix. Shot won't fall. Offensive rebound goes to Jewett, and Danny Jewett with the putback here for the Overton Eagles. That'll be their first bucket of the ball game. So we're tied at two as we played 2 minutes. On the bounce here is going to be Miller. Miller's going to snap it off right side for Season Melma. She's going to fire off the three-pointer. That's going to be no good, and the rebound out to Overton. Another rebound here for Gracie Grote, and she's going to throw the ball up ahead here for Eby before they can really put the pressure on. Back to Grote, who runs the floor nicely, puts up a little runner. Shot's going to be no good, and rebounded by Axtell. Snagging the bound there with Sophie Melema, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Melema now asks for the ball, top of the circle that season. They'll work it inside for Kring, and Kring will lose the ball, but they're going to say it was last touch by the Eagles as Sydney Enix there defensively. For Axtell, checking in the ball game is going to be Ashley Snell. She'll come in, as well as Jordan Popple here. And setting a screen here is going to be Samantha Trampy as well on the inbounds play. They get it to Season Melema. Season's jumper is going to be no good, but then the rebound in underneath is pulled in by Samantha Trampy, and Trampy has her first bucket of the ball game on a made putback. And then a turnover by Overton. So here come the Wildcats on the run. Now we're going to have a reach on the drive called on Overton. They're going to be in the act of shooting. So we'll have a foul here called on the Eagles. And that'll be the first one called against Taylor Kaiser. So her first foul, they're going to say it's before the shot, so the inbounds, and it's going to go right into the hands of Sydney Enix. So Axtell turns it over off the inbounds play. Eagles facing a little pressure, but they handled it nicely. Sydney Enix brings in the offensive end. Long pass going to be intercepted here by Samantha Trampy. Now the ball is loose, knocked down again, and Jordan Popple picks it up. So in the offensive end, finally comes Axtell. Little runner in the lane here for Popple. Shot's no good. Long rebound taken out by Overton. On the run after the rebound is Sydney Enix. She'll get it on the baseline here for Meyer. And Monica Meyer's shot is going to be deflected out of bounds here by Axtell. So Snell is going to get the block, but the basketball is going to belong here to the Eagles. And taking a little hit to the stomach here is Taylor Kaiser. Kaiser is going to come out of the ball game. Looked like she's just winded. Doesn't look like anything serious at all, but they'll make a little injury timeout and get her out of the ball game. It's injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Ball inbounded here for Danny Jewett. Jewett with a nice little runner in the lane. Can't get it to fall, but she's able to pull down her own rebound. We'll work it around the perimeter. Eby has it. They give it now on the baseline here for Monica Meyer. Meyer turnaround jumper, no good. But she's hit on the arm as she puts up the shot. And so there'll be two free throws coming up here. The foul is going to be on Axtell's number 20, Sam Trampy. So that'll be her first foul of the ball game. Axtell with the early 4-2 lead here with 4:31 to go. And at the free throw line, shooting two is going to be Monica Meyer. And Meyer's first free throw is up and good. So Meyer's with the make. If she hits the second one here, we will be tied here in the early stages yet again. She is a 43%. Check that, a 75% free throw shooter, and she looked like it there as she strokes in both of them. So Jordan Popple will get the inbounds. She's got it on the dribble in the offensive end, working against EB here. She'll get the ball here left side for Snell. Snell has it stolen away. Nice job there by Danny Jewett to come up with the basketball as they'll turn it over. And Overton gets it up ahead here for Mackenzie Beavers. Beavers gives it down low, drive up and good. For Gracie Grote, nice job there, driving in underneath. Now in transition, in a little bit of trouble here is going to be Snell. Snell's going to kick it off on the right side in the hands of Miller, back around the perimeter. And now driving here is going to be Jordan Popple. Popple, drive, shot, no good, but she's hit on the arm, and she'll shoot a couple here as the foul is going to be on Jewett. So that'll be her first. And the free throw is up and back of the iron and no good. So Danny Jewett with the foul here. First free throw, no good for Jordan Popple. So Popple misses the first, now has the second, and it's up and good. And it's now 6-5. Overton has the lead and the basketball. They're facing a little bit of pressure. They get it up ahead for Beavers, but Beavers having a little trouble with their footwork there. Took an extra step, and that'll be a turnover. Hannah Crane going to check back in here for the Cats with 3:45 to go. Give Jordan Pop a little breather. And ball thrown in the backcourt here for Kit Wells. Wells gets it on that left side. Now top of the circle for Samantha Trampy. Trampy dribbles on the right wing here, and Eby is going to be called for a little bit of a push. And that will be her first foul. And back into battle here for Axtell is going to come Season Melama. And Tara Lee's going to check in for Overton. And on the far side, throwing it in here is going to be Snell. Snell gets everybody to cycle through here. And nobody around Season Melama, who has it between the circles. They'll kick now on the baseline for Wells. Now top of the circle. Driving here is Season Melama. She's used up her dribble. Steps through. Gets it in for her sister Sophie, who's going to try to kick it out. And took an extra step, so Axtell turns it over. Turnover is going to be a big factor in this game. Both teams have turned the ball over four times in the first 4.5 minutes. And Tara Lee's pass is going to be knocked down. Great save in underneath by Melama, who throws it up ahead here to Season Melama, and Season will get the bucket. Sophie with the save, Season with the bucket on the other end after the Overton turnover. And dribbling down and losing the basketball is going to be Danny Jewett. That'll be another Overton turnover. So two straight turnovers here for Overton. As Axtell has taken the lead back 7-6. Off of a screen in the offensive end is going to come Wells. She'll get off here for Kring. Kring between the circles for Season Melama. Entry pass down low for Kring. Gets it in the lane. Shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Can't get the shot to fall. And she's hit on the arm, so she'll go to the line and shoot a couple. And that one will be on Beavers. So Mackenzie Beavers called for her first foul. And we're going to be close to having a one-and-one situation by the end of the quarter at this rate here for Overton. Free throw's up and good for Kring. As she makes the free throw. Checking in here for the Eagles going to be Jaden Eby. She comes back in. Monica Meyer will come out here. Axtell's taking the lead back. The lead at 8-6. And the second free throw is up and no good, but we have a lane violation, I believe. Yeah, and that's going to go against Overton, so one more free throw coming up here for Axtell, and they're going to allow a substitution here. as Sydney Enix and Taylor Kaiser are going to come back into the game. So it's like it never even happened. And Kring back to the free throw line. And the free throw is up and good. She made him pay for that lane violation, hitting the second free throw, and it's now 9-6, largest lead of the game here for Axtell. Overton handles the press very well. Enix gets the pass up ahead. Shot no good. Rebounded by Taylor Kaiser. And then it's going to be a foul after Kaiser came down with the initial rebound. And that'll be on Melama. They gave the foul to number 34, Sophie Melama. So pass is going to go through the hands of Overton and out of bounds. So Overton will turn the ball over. No problem here for Axtell handling the pressure. They get it off here left side for Meyer, who checked in a moment ago. They enter it down low for Melama. Melama has the shot block. Coming up with it is going to be Danny Jewett. Jewett with another nice rebound. And they'll throw the ball up. Left side, that layup is no good here for Sydney Enix. And coming down with the rebound is Axtell. Snagging the bound there is Caesar Melma. She's being double-teamed. She's able to kind of step back without traveling and make a long pass to Miller, but then Miller has the ball tied up by Danny Jewett. Possession arrow is pointing to Overton, so that'll be an Axtell turnover. Minute 56 to go here. Quarter number one, 9-6. Axtell with the lead. Overton with the basketball. On the bounce here, Jaden Eby, and her pass is going to be tipped. Jewett's able to track it down. No, she ran past it as it was knocked out of her hands again by Reagan Miller, but out of bounds, so it's going to be Overton ball again. Both teams make some substitutions, including Ashley Snell, who now will pressure the ball a little bit as Overton gets the ball in the hands here of Sydney Enix. Enix gave it away, now gets it back. Pass up ahead, going to be knocked down by Snell, and then intercepted here by Poppel. And Poppel then has it stolen by Enix, and then a foul going to be called on Axtell. So neither team really taking great care of the ball in that series, but great hustle by Enix will help the Eagles have possession of it here. And the foul, as we mentioned, called against Axtell, that'll be on Jordan Poppel. That is her first, and then the throw on the left side goes off the hands of one of the Eagles, and another Overton turnover. So 1:34 to go here. Quarter number one, 9-6. Axtell with the lead and the basketball. Dribbling here is Poppel. Poppel going to be pressured there nicely by Jaden Eby. And a jumper on the right side up and good. Three-pointer falls for Reagan Miller. And Miller with her first 3 points of the game. And then she'll have a chance for another one. That's actually Snell here that makes the steal off of a bad pass. Snell is able to lay it up and in. So Ashley Snell with the steal after the Overton turnover. And Overton almost turns the ball over again. But great hustle tracking down that loose ball by Taylor Kaiser. And Kaiser able to shield the ball just enough. And Snell is going to be called for the foul. 14-6, Axtell with the lead. With a minute four to go, four fouls now have been called against each team. And inbounding it will be number four, Danny Jewett. Jewett throws it up ahead across the timeline is Taylor Kaiser. Kaiser going to slow down a little bit, throw it up ahead, and will miss the target. That'll be another Overton turnover. 10 turnovers for Overton, six for Axtell here, and we've got 56.5 to go in quarter number one. 14-6, Axtell with the lead, and now the basketball. Ball inbounded for Kit Wells. Wells and Snell going to bring it up with no problem. Wells will kick it to Snell on that left side. Now on the baseline, they get it for Sophie Melama. Sophie kicks it back out for Snell. She's open for three, and she hits a three. Nice little in-out there, and Ashley Snell strokes in the three-pointer, and it's now 17-6. Pass up ahead here for Jewett. Jewett trapped in the corner. Nice job of handling the pressure. And then we're going to have a reach called on the Wildcats here. And that'll be on Jordan Poppel. And for Poppel, that'll be her second foul. So we're getting close to shooting free throws in the first quarter. Dribbling here is Grote. She'll stop top of the circle. Gets it at the free throw line. Sydney Enix, nice drive after the ball fake. Lays it up and in. got the ball, made a ball fake to her left, and then drove hard to the right. Good work there. So a little drive in underneath. Pass is going to be knocked away by Grote, out of bounds. Good job there by Gracie Grote defensively. And she makes a nice defensive play. But the Wildcats still inbound it with 13.9 to go. They get it in to number 13, who's had the hot hand. But kicking the ball back around here is going to be Snell. On the dribble now is going to be Trampy. Trampy gives it off the left side. 4 seconds left. Here's a three-pointer by Season Melama. And Season will drain it, and that will do it. She hit it with about a second left and not enough time for Overton to inbound the basketball. So we'll head to the second quarter. Axtell leading it 20-8 over the Overton Eagles. We'll be back with the second quarter when we return to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth right after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And the Wildcats, not only do they have a 20-8 lead here, they also have the basketball to start the second quarter. Kit Wells throws it on the baseline here for Melama. Back around the perimeter, they gave it to Miller. Now down low, they get it for Sophie Melama. And Sophie Melama facing nice pressure there by Sydney Enix will result in a turnover. Enix forced the walk there. And now Overton will inbound the ball. Danny Jewett to toss it in. And she'll get it for Tori Anderson. Anderson's pass going to be stolen back away. Jumper missed after the steal by Axtell. They had a point-blank shot. Missed it. Rebound kicked up ahead. Now Sydney Enix loses the ball on the other end. So Overton turns the ball over twice here. Axtell with a great look in underneath. But they could not get the shot to fall by Reagan Miller. And now they'll bring the ball on the offensive end after another turnover. So Season Melama will toss the ball in. And Axtell has not shot the ball very well at all so far here in the ball game. Season Melama helps work it back around the perimeter. Right side for Reagan Miller. Inside, nice little drive by Hannah Kring. She got it, went strong to the basket. She got it just outside the lane. And now pressure on, and Taylor Kaiser gets the ball to Jewett. Jewett in trouble. They break the press. Up ahead, Sydney Enix is going to lay it up in the end. Sydney Enix breaking the press. Got the ball ahead of everybody. And now Axtell in the offensive end. Wells gives it here, top of the circle for Season Melama. They give it off right side for Miller. Around the perimeter we go as they work it around. Now Kring's going to drive again. Has her shot blocked this time by Enix. So nice little block there, and another miss here by Axtell. And then we're going to have a turnover by Overton in transition. So unofficially here, Overton so far in the ball game is 4-9 from the field. Axtell is 8-20. Either team shooting the ball extremely well. Turnovers being a major factor. Ball's knocked in the backcourt here by Overton and then stolen away. Nope, they ran out of room there by Monica Meyer. And Meyer's going to get a well-deserved nice little round of applause here from the Overton fans. She knocked the ball loose into the backcourt. The Wildcats were able to pick it up, but she kept hustling on the play and knocked it away from Kit Wells, who came up with it and nearly stole it, but she just kind of ran out of real estate as she stepped on the sideline or the baseline there. So here comes Axtell on the offensive end. On the bounce here is going to be Snell. Snell gave it away. Now they're trying to get it back to her, and they lead her a little bit too far, and that'll be a turnover. And a timeout here for Axtell. 6:18 to go in the second quarter. It's 22-10. The Wildcats with the lead over Overton. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're here at Cope Coliseum on the campus of Kearney Catholic High School. The D110 girls sub-district up in the offensive end. Here comes Danny Jewett. Jewett's long pass going to be intercepted by Samantha Trampy. So Overton turns it over, and the Wildcats on the run. They make an ill-advised pass, and intercepting the ball right back is going to be Kaiser. Kaiser throws it up ahead here for Jewett, and Jewett's able to lay it up on the other end. So they not only do they force the turnover, they get a bucket on the other end, and cuts the lead down to 10. Snap pass going to be intercepted a little bit too high, and Sydney Enix comes up with it. Another Axtell turnover, and again the Eagles on the run. Entry pass down low, going to be tipped around, but Monica Meyer picks it up. Meyer will fire a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound in the corner, turnaround jumper this time won't fall for the Eagles. And finally, ending the possession for Axtell is going to be Jordan Popple. She's pulling down the rebound here after it was kept alive on an offensive rebound by Kaiser. Little drive here for Popple down low. Has the shot blocked and out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Kit Wells going to check back in here for Axtell. Also back into the game is going to be Miller and Sophie Melliman. 5:22 to go. Second quarter, 22 to 12, a 10-point lead as the ball is inbounded here by Wells. Kick in the left side, a little penetration here by Miller. Miller just outside the lane, takes it off glass. Shot won't fall, and the rebound taken out by Overton. After snagging the bound, Grote is able to throw it up ahead, but it's going to be intercepted. Another Overton turnover right underneath the basket. And on the run here is going to be Miller. Miller kicks it in the corner for Wells. Wells' three-pointer a little bit strong. And finally, the loose ball is picked up by Miller, and we're going to have a foul. Reagan Miller came up with it. And she got the rebound, hit on the arm as she tried to put up the shot, and that'll be on Sydney Enix. And for Enix, that's just her first foul. Both teams have been whistled for five here so far in the ballgame. And the free throw banked in, and it's good for Reagan Miller. So Miller makes the first of two. And Miller takes her time at the free throw line. Second one is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Overton. Long outlet pass here by Enix. They get it off here left side for Kaiser. Kicks it back out for Jewett. Jewett's going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. Shot's going to be blocked by Melema. And picked up again here by Kaiser. They work it around. Now driving the lane is going to be Sydney Enix. And Enix now will head to the free throw line as she was hit on the arm. With 4:34 to go here before halftime. So to the line, shooting two shots, going to be Sydney Enix. Her team trails at 23-12, now make it 23-13 as Enix hits the free throw here for Overton. Axtell still has the lead. So Sydney Enix now has one more free throw coming up. And she takes her time at the line. Fires it up there and in. So she makes both of them. Nice job at the line. As, again, Axtell will bring it up. Wells facing some nice pressure here by Evie. We'll give it off on the right side for Samantha Trampy. Back to Reagan. Top of the circle, they give it for Wells. Wells is going to drive. Has her shot blocked there by Sydney Enix. Loose ball is picked up by Kring. She's going to drive. And now she'll head to the free throw line as she was fouled. And that will be on Grote. That'll be her second. Check that. That's just her first. Been spread out. Just about everybody's got one foul. Free throws up and in. So Kring makes the free throw. She's got 5 points in the bank. Go with a couple of rebounds as well. Her second free throw here is up and in as well. So she's got 6 in the game. Very balanced scoring here for Axtell. Pressure on the ball. Danny Jewett, long pass off the hands of Kaiser. Kaiser is able to track it down the offensive end. Back out for Jewett. Jewett stops, 15-foot jumper in. Danny Jewett, nice contested shot there as she's able to rattle it in. And we've got 4 minutes to go here before halftime. 25-16, 9-point lead for the Wildcats. They've got the basketball. Miller on the baseline. Around the perimeter we go. They get it to Samantha Trampy. Trampy picks it up, kicks right wing for Miller. Miller looks to the inside as right now Overton's going with a little 2-3 zone. Dribbling here is Trampy. She'll hand the ball off top of the circle for Wells. Wells takes it all the way down the baseline. Bounce pass inside for Kring, and it's going to be tied up here by Sydney Enix. Possession arrow pointing to Overton, so Axtell turns it over. And in the game here for the Cats is going to be Cece Melema. Pass here on the left side for Grope. She gets it over for Kaiser. Kaiser being pressured there by Hannah Kring and is able to get it between the circles for Danny Jewett. Jewett finds a seam, drives, has her shot blocked and out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul called. Two of the three officials saw exactly the same thing, and that is the hit on the arm here by Kring. So Hannah Kring now will pick up her first foul of the game. And Danny Jewett will go to the line, shooting a couple. And back the iron is hit, so the free throw is no good. A final, Minden over Gothenburg, 55-28. So a nice 27-point win there. And Minden will advance to the sub-district final next Thursday against either Kearney Catholic or Cozad. Second free throw, good for Jewett. So she makes one of the two. And now on the baseline in transition, an open look here for Sophie Melema. Can't get the shot to fall. And they're going to tie up the rebound. It was rebounded originally by Sydney Enix. And Enix then had the ball tied up by Hannah Kring. So on the baseline, the Wildcats, they got the arrow pointing in their direction. So they'll toss in the ball here. And they'll get it to Kring, top of the circle. Back around the perimeter, Sophie Melema has it. Off a screen, they're looking over there for Season, but instead give it left wing here for Kring, and Kring loses the basketball. So Axtell turns it over. They pressure her. She throws it up ahead. Snell intercepts it. Snell's able to flip it up ahead here for Season Melema. Season Melema driving the baseline has the ball knocked out of her hands, and Overton will stay on the defensive end here, even though they had a pretty good chance at making a great defensive play there. Hustling back there with Sydney Enix. On the inbounds is Kring. Kring has it knocked loose. And coming up with the basketball is going to be Kring. And Kring gives it left side, and Axtell does turn it over. A lot of pressure there. Both teams like to pressure the ball. And whoever handles it the best is probably going to come away with the win here. It's probably just that simple. Whoever has fewer turnovers is going to win. So far, Overton has turned the ball over more, and they trail it right now by 8, 25-17. But they've got the basketball. They get it to Jewett. Jewett, nice pass up ahead, and Sydney Enix is going to lay it up and in. And again, if you break the press, make them pay, and that's what the Eagles did right there. Pass on the right wing with the basketball is going to be Popple. Popple's picked up man-to-man here by Meyer, and they'll give it off in that corner on the baseline. It sees Melema, and she lost the basketball. Axtell's turned it over. Well, it's evening up here just a little bit. Overton with 14 turnovers unofficially, 13 for Axtell. And we still have a 6-point ball game at 25-19 with 2:19 to go before halftime. Pass up ahead here for Monica Meyer. Meyer gives it to Sydney Enix, and Enix will drive in with that left hand and score. Overton showing some signs of life here as they have cut that lead down to only 4. They trail by as many as a dozen. And we got a little drive. And Kring will turn it over again. Well, it was at one time 23-12. So there was once an 11-point lead here in the ballgame. I think that's the largest deficit that they've had. Ball's inbounded, and it's going to be stolen away on the inbounds. On the run here is Sophie Melema, and Melema will turn the tide just a little bit, forcing an Overton turnover, and they're going to pressure the ball again. But Danny Jewett's got it. She'll slow it down a little bit. Double team coming. Throws it up ahead to Enix. Enix down low, ball knocked loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Meyer. So Axtell comes up with a turnover, and they'll get in the offensive end. Left wing, they get the ball over here for Miller. Miller Helps work it around. Now left side. Open on the baseline jumper is Season Melama, and Season will stroke in a three-pointer. Big three-pointer there to push the lead back out to 9. Minute 20 to go. Ball stolen. Pass inside for Miller. Miller misses the layup. Rebound still being fought for, and it's going to be a hell ball. Well, the ball was knocked down by Sophie Melama, who threw the ball up ahead for what should have been an easy layup. Axtell couldn't hit the shot, and then it was tied up by Grote on the rebound. And now a timeout here for Overton. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Minute 19 to go before halftime. 30-21, Axtell with the lead. Overton inbounds when we come back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. And again, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, will be coverage of C1 sub-district action in Lexington. As coming up here in just a little bit, Cozad and Kearney Catholic. The winner of that game will be taking on Minden, who had an easy win against Gothenburg earlier tonight. Lots of teams ending their season today. About half of Class C1 and C2. D1 and D2. So the lower classes, they'll be all half done today, and we'll cut that down by another 50% on Thursday. Overton facing some pressure, falling down, passing it is going to be Grote. Nice job keeping it alive as she's able to throw it up here. Danny Jewett has it now. So Overton now will set things up in the half-court offense. Grote on the dribble here. We'll give the ball off here for Edie. Over Grote, we'll kick it now left side for Meyer. Back around the perimeter, now right wing, top of the circle, Jewett. She'll skip it off left side. Jumper here for Sydney Enix. Shot's no good. On the ground trying to get the rebound is going to be Hannah Kring, and that'll be a hell ball here. And the possession arrow is pointing to Axtell. Well, if you can get in the offensive end, Overton has actually had a fair amount of success scoring if they can get in that offensive set, and they've also broken the press a few times. That's helped them out. On the dribble here is going to be Snell. Snell works it around the perimeter now, right wing. Miller's got it. Entry pass inside for King. A little ball fake outside the lane so she can kick it out. Doesn't have to reposition. Miller will then fire the three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound saved into Snell. Snell's going to drive and get clobbered. She'll head to the line and shoot two. Great hustle in underneath by Sophie Melama to save it into the hands of Snell. And now Snell will go line and shoot two as Sydney Enix is called for the foul. And the free throw is up and good. So Snell makes the first of two. And she now has 6 points in the ballgame. Her second free throw, a little bit short, rolls around and is no good. And rebound taken out by the Eagles. They're on the run with it. Lobbing it down low. Catching it under the glass is going to be Eby. So she's got to kick it back out here for Jewett. Back around. They try to get it inside. Coming up with it is Enix. She'll tip it out. And then a long two going to be no good here for Overton. And saved into the hands of Snell. Snell will shoot at half court at the buzzer. And that'll do it for the first half. A little contact there. But that would be a real cheap foul with three shots. Contested three-pointer from half court. So they don't call the real cheap foul. So we'll head to the locker room with a 10-point ball game. Axtell leads at 31-21 over Overton. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
FDIC.
And welcome back here. We're at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And we are at halftime. Comfortable lead here so far for Axtell. They lead at 31-21 over Overton as they're the number one seed here in the D110 sub-district. Coming up, of course, in a little bit, we'll have we'll have Amherst and Elm Creek, as all four of these teams know each other pretty well as their four Kearney Conference rivals. So let's take a look at some of the individual numbers that we have for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Overton. As we mentioned, they trail it here, 31-21. Good effort so far for Sydney Enix. Enix has 10 points here at halftime. Danny Jewett with 7. Monica Meyer has a couple of points. And Gracie Grote, offensive rebound and a bucket. She's got 2 in the ball game here. Axtell, as we mentioned, leading it by 10, 31-21. Nobody in double digits just yet, but Season Melamo leading the way. She was a little under the weather today, but so far she's leading scorer here for the Wildcats. She's got 8. Ashley Snell has 6. Hannah Kring with 6. Reagan Miller with 4. Kit Wells with 2. Sam Trampy with 2. Sophie Melamo with 2. And Jordan Popple is hit 1 out of 2 free throws, and she's got 1 point so far here in the ball game. Still tolling up some team numbers we have for you. We'll remind you that on our sister station, we have coverage of Class C1 girls sub-district action. As over in Lexington, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Cozad here. Earlier, it was Minden with a fairly comfortable win over Gothenburg. As I track down that final score here, it was 55-28, Minden with the win. And they are the number one overall in terms of wild card points, number one in the state overall in Class C1, as Kearney Catholic number 3 in the state, and they're in the same sub-district. Isn't that the way it sometimes goes? And sometimes it'll be in the east, sometimes it'll be in the northeast, but it just seems like every year there's a sub-district out there that has 2 or 3 of the top 3 teams in the state in one sub-district, and that's going to be the case. And again, those games all on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And don't forget that on the breeze, we also have coverage of high school basketball for you, too, as Blue Hill's the number one seed at the D19 over in St. Cecilia. All these games are on the breeze, and Blue Hill is taking on Harvard in their matchup. Now be followed by Red Cloud and Kennesaw. Again, all those games on the breeze, 94.5. And then on KHAS Radio, we'll also have coverage of St. Cecilia in their sub-district as well. Once again, we're at halftime, 31-21, a 10-point lead here for Axtell over the Overton Eagles. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at some of the team numbers as we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. We're at halftime. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And again, at the break here, it is 31-21, a 10-point lead for the Overton Eagles over the Axtell Lady Wildcats. Axtell has the lead 31-21 here at intermission. Overton does have the edge in one regard. They have out-rebounded Axtell here in the first half, unofficially 13-10. And unfortunately, they also lead in terms of turnovers. Overton has turned the ball over 16 times compared to 14 times for Axtell. Both teams averaging a turnover nearly a minute here in the ball game. And that is probably not acceptable by anybody's standards and has kind of taken away from some opportunities for both teams. Axtell unofficially shooting. Axtell is 10 of 30, so that's 33%. I can do that in my head. Overton not shooting that bad, actually. They're 8 of 16 from the field overall. And, 8 of 18 from the field overall, as they're shooting about 50% actually from 2-point range because they're 0 for 2 from behind the arc. So inside the arc, they're shooting about 50%. And that's kind of keeping them in this game. Unfortunately for them, with the turnovers, they have not had that many opportunities to score here. As, again, Axtell has a 31-21 lead. They also have the edge in terms of 3-pointers. Axtell is 4 of 8 from behind the arc, so they're shooting 50% from the arc, even though they're only shooting shooting much worse than that from the overall field. Axtell from the field is about 33%, but again, they're shooting 50% from behind the arc, so they're actually shooting further away from the basket, and that's one reason why Axtell has the lead here, 31-21 at halftime. They also have a little bit of an edge in terms of turnovers. And Overton, though, they've broken the press a few times against Axtell, and when they break the press, they end up getting layups on the other end. That's one reason why they've been shooting about 50% from 2-point range here in the ball game. Once again, our halftime score, Axtell 31, Overton 21, and we'll be back with the third quarter when we return to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And again, whoever can take better care of the basketball is going to be in great shape here if Overton can continue to, when they do, break that press that Axtell's put on, turn in some layups on the other end. They can just cut down on the number of turnovers. They'll be right back into this ball game. That would be their seed to success, brought to you by Craig Regis, your local Pioneer brand seed dealer. American growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre. Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Regis. Right out of the chute here, Overton attacks with the basketball, and on the way to the basket and being fouled is going to be Groton. She's going to go line and shoot a couple, as the foul is going to be called on Axtell's Kit Wells, and the free throw is up and good. So Wells getting a foul here early on in the second half, and Groton makes the first of two free throws, And she's got one more free throw coming up here. The clock turned off. That one is a little bit short and rebounded by Kring for Axtell. So they'll bring in the offensive end here. Kick on the right side for Miller, who throws it in the corner here for Season Melama. Back around the perimeter, we give it for Miller. Miller, left side, gives it to Wells. Wells will dribble all the way over there. Get it in the corner for Season Melama. She's going to fire a three-pointer that's no good. Rebound taken down by her sister, and we've got a foul. Nope, they lost the ball. When they blew the whistle, I thought they were going to call a reach there. Instead, it's an Axtell turnover. No, they're going to say it was off of Overton. Well, I was really confused what that happened there. And now we have the turnover as losing the ball into the hands of Jewett and then trying to get the ball back. They're going to call a little touch foul here on Season Melama. So not only did Melama turn the ball over, but then she's going to be called for a little touch foul, trying to get it back. That'll be her first. And we're going to have a jump ball on that far side as they get it out over there to Sydney Enix, and they collapse on her. But the possession arrow is pointing to Overton. So now Overton will not face any pressure as they bring it across. Now they try to trap it, and a bad pass goes off the hands of the Overton player. So Overton turns the ball over as it's picked up, and on the run with it is Season Melama. She's going to kick it off left side. Three-pointer in that corner is going to be no good, and dribbled down by Overton. It's Grode who comes down with a rebound. She's working against some pressure by Miller, throws it up ahead, and Overton turns it over. Bounce pass up ahead here to Miller. Miller with a layup, and a foul going to be called on Gracie Grote. So after the turnover, Grote flying back on defense, didn't quite have the right angle, and she's going to be called for the foul, and Miller shooting two here. So Reagan Miller, 64% free throw shooter with those bright orange shoes. The free throw rolls around and in. It was in and out, looked like it was going to come out of there, and then hung on the rim for a while and trickled back in. Now make it now 32-22 with that made free throw. Axtell up by 10, and the second free throw is up and good. So now Overton will face a little bit of pressure. Slowing it down is going to be Grote. She'll get the ball to Jewett. Ball still not across timeline here. Grote still dribbling around. 10-second count going on. And a timeout by Coach Losey again. Coach Losey, knowing that 10-second count was going, calls the timeout to maintain the possession. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with him. 6:43 to go third. It's 33-22. Axtell with the lead. Overton in bonds. We come back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Overton inbounding the basketball after the timeout. This has been the second time they've been forced to call a timeout just to maintain the possession. And we're going to have a double dribble. As Overton just had a little trouble handling the basketball, and they'll turn it over. So Season Melama will toss it in here for Samantha Trampy. Oh, check that. That's Kit Wells. Thought it was 20. Instead, it's 10. It's Wells. Should have recognized the headband. Wells gets it on the baseline here for Sophie Melama. Ball's knocked back around, but Wells has it. Wells gets it back. Now playing a little catch with Miller, and she'll give it left side. Long jumper on that left wing. Three-pointer good for Season Melama. So Season strokes in the three, and it's now 36-22. 14-point lead, and the ball's knocked loose. Coming up with it. No, Miller can't quite come up with it. And the pass is deflected. And Kelly Cooksley thought that maybe that ball went off the hands of one of the Eagles, but they're going to say it was off the Wildcats. So Overton will inbound it, and they'll make a substitution with Overton. Checking back in is going to be Jaden Eby. Pass up along that sideline, getting it to Tizer. They try to throw it to Enix. It goes off of Enix's hands and out of bounds. From my vantage point, it looked like it was off of Axtell, but a kind of a telling sign here. Enix started heading up court before the indication was even made by the official. So Jordan Papa will get the inbounds. So the officials got that one right, clearly, as Melama will give the ball top of the circles here for Trampy, and they'll snap it down on the right wing. With it is going to be Snell now. Snell gives it left side for Trampy. Trampy going to dribble, puts it on the baseline. Bounce pass outside the lane here for Kring, and Kring tried to get the ball out. It's off of her hands, and Axtell's turned it over. Ball was knocked defensively. Kring trying to tip it out and then tipped it maybe a little bit too strong as it went over her teammate and out of bounds. And down the sideline, Snell's going to make the steal. So Overton turns the ball over. Snell long pass going to be knocked down here by Monica Meyer and into the hands of Eby. So Axtell turns it over while they are on the run. Up ahead here is Jewett. Jewett at midcourt has the dribble. We'll give it now right side for Jaden Eby. Eby's used up the dribble now and give it right side here for Jewett. Jewett well behind the three-point arc. Kicks the ball out to Enix in the lane. Back out here for Meyer. Meyer with a long jumper that won't fall. And coming down with the rebound is Axtell. Snagging the bound there was Hannah Kring. And Kring is going to give the ball off for Season Melima. Up ahead here on the right side for Popple. Popple looks to the inside and gets it, trying to get it to the elbow. But instead it'll be a turnover. Dribbling out with it is going to be Jewett. Jewett with a left-handed layup. Her shot's no good. And who's it off of? It's off one of the Wildcats. So after the turnover, the Eagles will have a chance to get some points out of it. And they need it. They're down by 14 with 4:42 to go here in the third quarter, 36-22. Ball inbounded here for Jewett. They get it just outside the low block here for Enix, and she's going to kick it out back out for Jewett. Shot was blocked there by Melima, and we've got a whistle, and now Overton has turned the ball over. So 4:33 to go, and another stoppage here after the turnover. We're making some substitutions. As now inbound in the basketball is going to be Snell. Snell will get it to Kit Wells. She's out with there with Miller and Sophie Melima. And top of the circle asking for the ball is Trampy. Trampy's going to get it. She's going to drive and take it in that left corner. Nope, she lost the basketball, so Axtell turns it over. And a long throw here by Anderson. Anderson has a pass out down low, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds. And Sophie Melima blocks it out of bounds as Jewett will inbound it. And we'll check Overton's lineup here in a little bit. Jewett gets it back. She'll get the ball off the inbounds play. Right back, steps into a three and drains the three. That's a big hit here for Overton as they cut the lead down to 13. Between the circles, Miller has it. Gives it off on the left side. Sophie Melima being trapped over there by Meyer. And now the pass up that left side, Trampy. Trampy has it knocked down. It's going to go through the hands of Kit Wells, but Wells is able to knock it down, go get it. Kick it back out here for Miller. Back around to Wells. Wells stops at the free throw line, gives it to Miller. Miller's going to fire a three-pointer that's an air ball and goes out of bounds. Back in for Axtell here is going to be Popple. And for Overton, it's Jewett, Enix, Eby's out there, Monica Meyer, pass intercepted. So Overton turns the ball over. Left-hand layup on that left side going to be no good by Axtell. Long rebound going to be thrown up ahead here for Meyer. Meyer down the sideline has the ball knocked out of bounds. But they'll maintain the possession. It goes out of bounds on the baseline, I thought. They're going to say it hit the sideline. Kind of had a little spin on it over there. Eventually went out on that other side, but had already been out of bounds on the sideline. So Overton will inbound it over there, and they'll work it around the perimeter. Meyer has it. Left side, now screen, top of the circle. Jewett has it. She'll dribble, just leave it out here for Eby. Eby will give it off right side for Jewett. Jewett's going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. Long rebound taken out by Snell. Snell's on the run, working against pressure here by Anderson. Puts it up with a left hand. Shot won't fall, but she's fouled, so she'll have two free throws. With 3:03 to go here, third quarter, 36-25, an 11-point lead for Axtell. They led by as many as 14 here in the quarter. And the foul on Overton's Victoria Anderson is going to be Anderson's first foul of the game. So Snell at the line. And her second free throw is no good, so she missed both of them. And then an offensive rebound. A little tip will not fall here for Jordan Popple. So Popple's putback won't go. Overton comes down with the rebound. Kaiser now has it on the offensive end. Jumper's going to be no good. and rebounded by Axtell. And now the ball is going to be knocked loose by Danny Jewett. Jewett will tie it up. And basketball belongs now to Overton. Actually, they're going to say that the Axtell player had a foot on the baseline when she was in that little scrum for it. So it will be Overton's ball. Toss in here to Kaiser. Backing up is Jewett. She'll fire a long two. It's no good. Rebound, going to be a hell ball again. Wasn't really a hell ball last time, but Axtell does have the arrow pointing their way. So they'll inbound it. And checking in here is going to be Reagan Miller. So ball going to be tossed in here for Season Melima. And she'll get it to Popple. Popple across the timeline, picked up there by Eby. We'll give it off on the left side here for Season Melima. 2:22 to go, quarter number three. Top of the circle with the basketball is Popple. She's going to fire a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Ball is on the ground on the rebound, and it's going to be another hell ball. Down momentarily with Season Melima. She pulled down the rebound. But unfortunately, possession arrow not pointing her direction. That'll be a turnover as Overton has the basketball here. Pass in the hands of Sydney Enix. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Anderson will throw it up ahead here for Jewett. She's across the timeline. Gets it down the sideline to Kaiser. Back out to Jewett, and we're in the half-court offense. Eby gives it left side. And Tori Anderson works it back around the perimeter. They give it off right side here for Kaiser. In the lane, here's Tori Anderson. She's going to drive, has her shot blocked, but we're going to have a foul called. And it was blocked by Kring. I don't know if they got her for the foul or if it was the player underneath on the body. And they're going to say it was on Sophie Melima. That'll be her second. So free throw off glass and good here for Victoria Anderson. So she banks it in. And she's got her first point of the ball game. Second free throw on the way. Back the iron, no good. And Kring's able to pull down the rebound. So nice job there by Hannah Kring with the bound. And they'll bring in the offensive end very quickly. Kit Wells on the bounce. She's got top of the circle. Throws it right side to Snell. Snell trying to get it inside for Kring. And we're going to have a push here called against Overton as they got the ball in the low block here for Kring. And that foul will be on Sydney Enix. That's going to be her third. And Meyer is going to inbound it. Excuse me, Meyer's going to check into the ball game. The Wildcats are going to inbound it. Kit Wells to throw it in. Minute 37 to go. They get it to Kring at the high post. They leave her open, and she's able to stroke it in from about 12 feet away. So she hits the bucket on the inbounds, and the lead is back out to a dozen, 38-26. Dangerous pass can be knocked down by the Wildcats. The steal here on the run is Kit Wells. Wells off glass, no good. Rebound on that left side, shot won't fall. And a couple of misses in underneath. Finally, a rebound by Overton, and then a foul going to be called. Nope, they walked with it first. A little jump stop before the foul, and Sydney Enix turns it over. They fouled her, but they're going to say she bunny hopped before that happened. So Axtell will have the basketball now with a minute 12 to go. Driving here is Wells. She'll kick it off on the right side for Miller. In the lane here for Kring. Kring has the ball stripped out of her hands by Enix, but so Enix was the last to touch it. Nice hands there by Enix. And Axtell will inbound. They'll toss it in here for Season Melima. She's going to fire a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound in underneath by Snell, and Snell now will head to the free throw line as she was fouled on the putback. And that'll be on Monica Meyer. That'll be her first. Four fouls against Overton, three against Axtell here in the second half. Snell's free throw is up and good. It's now 39-26. 13-point lead. Final minute of the third quarter. Second free throw, no good. And rebound ripped down there by Kaiser. So Kaiser able to pull down the rebound. And in the lane, a little runner here for Enix. And Enix will score. So Sydney Enix with a nice little runner in the lane. 39 seconds to go. A little in-out here as they kick it out for Miller. She'll skip it off left side. Kit Wells will fire a three-pointer. That's no good. A little bit too strong, but rebounded back out to Wells. They'll kick it out now for Snell. Snell on the baseline, double-teamed, and a great steal there by Tori Anderson. Anderson gets the ball up ahead here to Kaiser. Kaiser gives it off on the right side. Anderson, nice pass left wing for Meyer, and Meyer is fouled, so she'll be going to the line and shooting two. So, after the foul, going to be called here on Sophie Melama, which is her third of the game. We shut the clock off with 16.6 to go here in the third quarter, and the free throw is no good here for Monica Meyer. So she misses the first of two. Score remains 39-28 with 16.6 to go in the third quarter. Axtell has led the entire second half, and the free throw is up and good. So Cats inbound it. Kit Wells will bring across the timeline with 14 to go. Uses up her dribble, gives it to Snell. Snell drives, kicks left side for Wells. Wells can dribble if she wants to. 6 seconds left. Little drive here by Snell. Over to Wells. She's going to fire a three. That's no good. Rebound in underneath by Overton, and that will do it for the first three quarters. A 10-point ball game as we head to the fourth. Axtell 39, Overton 29. We'll be back as we return to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Axtell has the arrow pointing their way, so they'll inbound the basketball up by 10, and they'll give it to number 10. Kit Wells, she gives away on the left side. 39-29 here. Kick right side now for Miller. Miller was open for three, but she'll get it in the corner. Pass off the shoe tops of Kring. Kring is able to just track it down, kick it out for Wells, and she has the ball knocked out of bounds by hustling Sydney Enix and out of bounds. So Axtell will line up four girls right at the half-court line. Going to inbound the ball here for Kit Wells, but first we're going to tie a shoe. Sophie Melamo with a little shoe maintenance here. And we're all set and ready to go, and they'll sprint down low, and they'll inbound the ball off of a couple of screens. Three-pointer top of the circle here is no good for season Melama, and the ball goes out of bounds off of the miss as they battle for it. Last touch by the Cats, and so Overton inbounds. So nice stop here for Overton. They get a little mini run here. They might be able to put a little pressure on Axtell. Ball up ahead here, and Jay Neely took an extra step, and that'll be Overton turning the ball over again. And for them, that'll be 22 turnovers in the game, 20 for Axtell. Cats inbound it. They get it to Wells. Wells will dribble, give it to Miller. They're really trying to trap the ball now. Is Overton as they're in that zone defense. On the baseline is Season Elmuth. Tries a pass that's just a little bit too hard to make. Axtell turns it over, and then Axtell trying to get it back, commits a foul. Neither team in the bonus just yet. That'll be the second foul on Season Melama. Now five as a team on Axtell. Overton's been whistled for four. Sydney Enix gets the ball across the timeline, dumps it down low here for Kaiser. Kaiser jumper, shot won't fall, and the rebound in underneath, and a foul. Nice job down low here for Overton. It's coming up with a rebound as Tori Anderson, and Anderson trying to go up with it. Hit by Wells. That'll be the second foul on Wells, and a couple of free throws coming up here for the Eagles, and they bank it in. So Victoria Wells with the offensive rebound, now shooting two free throws, makes the first one. And the second one hits the back of the iron, but gets her own rebound. She gets the rebound and then loses the basketball. So in the offensive end is going to be Wells. Wells trying to drive in. Goes off of her hands, but last touch by Overton. It was tipped around, and Overton last to touch it. Maybe a break here for the Wildcats as Kit Wells will inbound it. And they'll get it in the lane here for Melama. Melama off the screen, banks it off glass, and Sophie Melama got a nice screen there by Hannah Kring on that inbounds play, and that'll give the Wildcats an 11-point lead. Across the timeline is Anderson, and she gets it out here for Eby. Eby kicks left side, open for the jumper is Jewett, and Jewett's three is no good, and a rebound taken out by the Wildcats. Kring on the bounce after getting the rebound, brings in the offensive end, picks it up, kicks it. Trail three-pointer opportunity here for Melama, but they'll give it right side for Miller. She'll shoot the three. That's no good, and it goes out of bounds, and the basketball now belongs to Overton. Well, Axtell has missed 9 three-pointers here in the second half, at least. I don't think they've hit one in the second half. Danny Jewett facing some pressure, gave it away, gets it back. Across the timeline is Anderson. Anderson helps kick it up ahead here for Eby. Eby on the baseline, now gives the top of the circle here for Anderson. Anderson gets it at the elbow. Now on the right side, Enix, and Enix will hit a nice little 15-footer. Good ball movement by Overton, and Sydney Enix makes it a 9-point ball game with 6 minutes to go. Entry pass down low for Kring. Kring stomps on the low block, leans in, and she's going to connect the foul against Sydney Enix. And for Enix, that's going to be her fourth foul. So go right at him. Get somebody that's got a hot hand. See if you can get him out of the ball game. And now with four fouls on Enix, Overton has to be careful and maybe protect her a little bit. There is a sub coming in here after this free throw, which is missed. And it will be Enix that comes out. Mackenzie Beaver's checking in. So another free throw here for Hannah Kring. And Kring has 8 points in the ball game after missing the first free throw. Her second free throw was on the way, and that's also no good. And rebound by Taylor Kaiser. So Kaiser snags the bound. We'll get the basketball off here for Eby. Eby being pressured by Snell. And they'll throw it up ahead. Nice catch there by Taylor Kaiser. Kaiser has numbers. Will drive, and we're going to have a block here against Axtell, and then we're going to have two shots. They're just a little bit late was Jordan Popple, and that's going to be her third foul. So Kaiser shooting two here after the block on Popple. And the free throw is no good. So they'll hand the ball one more time here to Taylor Kaiser. Kaiser's second free throw hits the front of the rim, bounces around, no good, and last touched by the shooter. They're going to say, or at least in any event, it's going to be Axtell basketball. So ball going to be inbounded here. On the bounce is Season Melama. She'll give it between the circles here for Samantha Trampy. Trampy gives it right side pass with tip of picking it up. Here is going to be Snell. And they'll work it around. Left side, dangerous pass picked up by Trampy. Trampy gives it off left side. Melama jumper no good. And Overton pulls down the rebound. They bring in the offensive end. On the run here is going to be Eby. Eby on the way to the basket runs in to Melama. And Season Melama now has picked up her third foul. And we got two more free throws coming up here for Eby. So Jaden Eby shooting two here with 5:12 to go in the ball game and hits the back of the iron to no good. She's a 57% free throw shooter. Misses this one. Still looking for her first point in the ball game. And she's got one more coming up. Takes her time at the line. Fires it up there. In and out, no good. And rebound to Miller. So Axtell in the offensive end here as Miller pulls down the defensive rebound. And now Axtell might milk the clock a little bit up by nine. Nope, they run up there. Quick little jumper by Snell. And then a foul on the rebound. Hannah Kring pulls down the defensive rebound, offensive rebound rather, and then going to be fouled by Beavers. So Mackenzie Beavers, that's going to be her second foul of the game. And Kit Wells to toss it in. Wells gives it to Snell. Back at the Wells. Back out to Snell, who will fire a three. Off the iron, no good. And rebound taken out by Jewett. So Jewett snags the bound. Long pass up ahead off the hands of the Wildcats. And so inbound in the basketball will be the Eagles. First ball, Axtell makes a change as Sophie Melama going to check back into the game. And Meyer gets the inbound. She checked in a little bit ago. They get it off here left side on the dribble. Is going to be Tori Anderson. Anderson gives it between the circles for Meyer. They're just playing a little weave here, top of the free throw line. Lob pass now, top of the circle for Jewett. Jewett, as they enter it in, a little drive here by Meyer. Meyer jumper on that left side, no good. And rebound taken out by Melama. So pulled down by Sophie, and now they'll get it up ahead here for Kit Wells. Wells finds a trailer. That's going to be Samantha Trampy. They'll give it off right side for Miller. Miller firing a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound taken out, and on the run here is going to be Eby. So Eby, after the defensive rebound, she loses the basketball. There's a collision as the ball is loose, and Beavers is able to pick it up. Beavers now gives it off on the left side here for Eby, and a three-pointer. No, a two-pointer up and good for Danny Jewett. Had a toe on the line, but Jewett strokes it in. And it's a seven-point ball game with about 4 minutes to go in the game. Kit Wells has it 41-34. Driving here, a little bit too strong there for Samantha Trampy, but an offensive rebound good for Sophie Melama as she makes the putback. So Beavers has it top of the circle, throws it in that left side, trying to steal it as Wells does, and a timeout being taken here by Axtell. And if he had that to do over again, Kelly Cooksley wouldn't have called that timeout because there wasn't anybody up ahead. Axtell saw it. The players did anyway. And that'll be a timeout here for Axtell. 3:28 to go in the basketball game. 43-34, 9-point lead for the Wildcats. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 3:28 to go here in the ball game. And again, Kelly Cooksley called a timeout. I don't think he realized that they had a one-on-none fast break with that outlet pass. If he had that to do over again, he would have waited for the made basket and then called the timeout. Unless he wants to just milk the clock here. But Kit Wells gets the inbounds, is being pressured a little bit by Eby, and then a turnover here on Axtell as they kind of carried the basketball. Working against some pressure here by Overton. So 9-point ball game, 3:23 to go. Danny Jewett will toss the ball in here for Tori Anderson. Back out to Jewett on that right side. They throw it down low here for Enix. Enix kicks it back around. Now Jewett's going to fire a three. It's a little bit too strong and out of bounds. And the basketball belongs to Axtell as it, the air ball eventually hits the baseline. So Popple to throw it in. Just a little token pressure here by Jaden Eby. And they get it to Wells. She's across the timeline, giving the ball right back out here for Popple. Popple gives it left side. They go for the steal. Nothing happening there. Kring has it. Well behind the arc. She's used up her dribble. And more and more pressure coming, and it's going to be stolen away. Tori Anderson comes up with the steal. She'll drive, has the ball knocked out of bounds by Wells, and they're going to call a foul on Wells. That'll be her third foul. So that'll stop the clock with 2:51 to go. Wells' third foul. Both teams now are in the bonus. In fact, any foul committed by the Wildcats will give two free throws here for Overton. Free throw is up and no good for Victoria Anderson. And she'll have one more here, and she misses that one as well. So she misses both of them. Overton 9 of 20 from the free throw line. Axtell not a whole lot better, 10 of 18. So both teams leaving a lot of points out there. Long pass goes off the fingertips of Danny Jewett. No, they're going to say after it was tipped by Jewett, it was tipped by Hannah Kring. And Kring is not arguing, neither is Kelly Cooksley. So Axtell turns it over. So Jewett able to tip it. Kring trying to come up with it. Had the last touch. So Overton comes up with the ball. Jewett facing some pressure. Gets the ball out to Anderson. Pass down low in the lane. Enix layup. No good. Rebound taken out by Sophie Melama. So Sophie Melama pulls down the rebound. And then the turnover. As they were facing some pressure. And so Axtell turns the ball right back over. Overton trailing it, 43-39, but they'll inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing it in here is going to be Kaiser. Kaiser gets it to Tori Anderson. Anderson's going to drive, has a shot blocked out of bounds. And Axtell will still play some defense after the block here by Jordan Popple. So she blocked it. And again, the Eagles will inbound underneath their own basket. They give it to Jewett in the corner. Jewett working against Wells. Kicks it out here for Anderson, and Anderson will bank it in. Victoria Anderson on the left side banks it in from the free throw line. And now the long pass up ahead here for Jordan Popple. Popple facing a little pressure there by Jewett. Works the ball back around the perimeter. They give it to Season Melama. 43-36, 2 minutes to go in the ball game. 7-point lead for the Wildcats. And they give it to Wells. Wells on the right wing here for Popple. I don't think you can milk the clock completely, but they're going to try to take a little air out of the ball anyway. Season Melama has the ball deflected out of bounds on that far side. And it still will be Axtell basketball. Reagan Miller and Ashley Snell going to check back in the battle here for the Cats. With a minute 49 to go in the ball game, 43-36. 7-point lead for Axtell, and they've got the basketball. They inbound it to Snell in the lane, gets it to Kring. Kring's going to give it back out now for Snell, and Snell will dribble to near midcourt, and then committing the foul is going to be Danny Jewett. So that'll stop the clock. Jewett picks up her second foul, and we'll have a 1-1 to the free throw line for the front end of it. Here is going to be Ashley Snell. Snell with the 1-1. And they're going to, Axtell is going to make at least one substitution. Samantha Trampy comes in. If Snell makes both free throws, she'll come out of the ballgame because that's who the other sub is going to be for. Snell, a 56% free throw shooter, and the first one here is no good. And rebound taken out of there by the Wildcats. Snagging the bound was Reagan Miller, and a timeout being taken here by Coach Cooksley. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 43-36, 7-point lead for Axtell with a minute 39 to go in the ball game. They call the timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Back after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We've got 99 seconds to go in the ball game. Axtell will line up four players at half court as they inbound it on the baseline. Kit Wells throws it in, gets it to Kring. Kring's going to get the bounce pass, drive in with that left hand, and score. Hannah Kring with a big bucket here to push the lead out to 9 with a minute and a half to go. And now Overton brings in the offensive end. On the run here is going to be Tori Anderson. Anderson, quick little runner up, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And that will be on Axtell. So two free throws coming up here for Overton. Snagging the bound with Sydney Enix. She got the offensive rebound. And check that. They're going to call the foul on Enix. Well, Enix came up with the ball. They're going to say she did so because she committed the foul. So that's going to be her fifth foul of the ball game. So she's out with a minute 22 to go in the game. And she'll take her 14 points, her team-leading 14 points with her. And not only that, it'll set up a 1-1 on the other end. So Miller with the front end of a 1-1. Her free throw is up and good. That'll earn her the bonus and push the lead out to 10. And now Axtell will move everybody off the line after the first one was made. Second one is up and good as well. Axtell, 12 of 21 from the free throw line. Overton, 9 of 20. Overton's actually won the rebounding battle here, 20 to 18, but they've turned the ball over 23 times. Axtell's turned it over 25. On the bounce is Jewett. Jewett stops in the lane. Stops, shot, no good. And it's going to be a foul here on Axtell. So we'll shut off the clock, and Danny Jewett's going to shoot two free throws after the second personal foul on Hannah Kring. So the free throw up, back of the iron, and no good. And again, if you want to pull off the upset against the number one seed in the Sum District, you have to hit some free throws, and Overton has not done that enough. They're shooting under 50%. They missed both free throws here, and the rebound going to be taken out there by Season Melema. Season Melema, after the defensive rebound, trapped over there, and we get a timeout for Coach Cooksley with a minute 7 to go. He calls the timeout to maintain the possession. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Minute 7 to go in the ballgame, 47-36, 11-point lead for Axtell. They'll inbound it when we come back after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 47-36, an 11-point lead here for Axtell. And Coach Cooksley calls the timeout here to make sure that they can get something set up. They still have a couple of timeouts left. He has one timeout left, two timeouts left here for Overton, so they can stop the clock. So we probably will have some more timeouts here in the final 67 seconds. Depends whether or not Overton can cut in the lead. Long pass. Kring's got it already in the offensive end, and she caught it across the midcourt line. They'll get the ball back out here for Snell, and Snell is fouled by Jewett. That's going to be her third. And that's now going to be 9 fouls here against Overton, so this will be a 1-and-1 for Snell. So she's got another front end here, and she makes it, so that'll earn her the bonus. Makes it now 48-36. Makes me question that 56% free throw shooting average that she brought in here, because she's been pretty solid from the free throw line, and she does make both free throws here. So Snell's done a nice job from the free throw line, where she has been 4 of 9 for the game, but, boy, I don't think she's missed one here in the second half. In the offensive end, Tara Lease, she's going to kick it back out here for Jewett, and Jewett will hit a three. Nice little in-out game as Jewett strokes it in. Now there's 46 seconds to go. 10-point ball game. Across the timeline is going to be Season Melema, and then Season's going to get fouled here. I think that'll be on Jewett again. Yep, that is, and that's going to be her fourth. Well, Enix is already fouled out. Now Jewett has 4 fouls. But it's late enough in the game that you worry more about the scoreboard and not that scenario. The free throw was up and no good here for Melema. She'll have one more free throw because that was the 10th team foul. And there's 43.1 to go. Overton doesn't need a 3 on the other end here, but they need to score quick, and then I'm sure they'll get a timeout. The free throw is short, so she missed both of them. And on the run here is going to be Danny Jewett. Jewett's got it. She'll stop short of the three-point line. Give it for Tara Lease. Lease, entry pass down low. Backing in here is Mackenzie Beavers. Beavers has it blocked, and then Beavers tried to get the ball back. She was on the baseline at the time. So that'll stop the clock with 31 seconds to go. And Snell will check back into the ball game here. And the ball's going to be tossed in here by Meyer. She'll throw it up ahead, and there's nobody around Melema, but Season Melema's going to slow it down. She'll pivot with it, and she'll get the ball out here for Kit Wells. 22 seconds left. We've got a 10-point ball game, and Axtell is going to advance here. They give it to off here on the left side for Snell, who hands off here for Reagan Miller. 14 seconds left. They get it to Wells. Wells has the ball knocked out of bounds by Ashley Carlson and out of bounds. And they'll inbound it with 9.8 to go. 49-39. Ball inbounded for Reagan Miller. Miller is going to be stopped there by Tara Leese. And they'll get the ball up here on that left side for Season Melama. Melama will dribble it out, and that's your final. It's Axtell with a 49-39 win over Overton. Overton now ends their season at 5-17. Axtell will move on to Thursday's sub-district championship game. With a record of 19-5, they pick up a 49-39 win over the Overton Eagles. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. This is the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Once again, your final in this one, Axtell with a 49-39 win over Overton. And a reminder for you that on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we have coverage of the sub-district, the C1 sub-district being played over in Lexington. Minden has already advanced in that sub-district, and Kearney Catholic in pretty good shape to move on as well. They lead it at intermission over Cozad by a score of 50-17. And again, that is at halftime, so they've got a 33-point lead, potential obviously there of having a running clock in that ball game as well. So again, 50-17. Nice lead here for Kearney Catholic, as, again, that is our halftime score. Earlier today, Minden over Gothenburg by the final of 55-28. So the Whippets are now looking like they're probably going to be hosting Kearney Catholic in a game that was very much anticipated, as they're the top two of the top three teams in the state in Class C1. And we'll have that sub-district final for you on Thursday, beginning at 7 o'clock on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're also at 7 o'clock have the finals of the D110 Girls Sub-District. We don't know who the second team is going to be, but we already know Axtell will be in on it because they won earlier tonight 49-38 over Overton. A solid effort here for the Wildcats as they had a couple of starters in double figures. Season Melma leading the way with 11 points. Hannah Kring had 10. Pretty balanced scoring all the way up and down the line here for Axtell. As, again, turnover is a big factor in the game. Overton turned the ball over a lot as Axtell built the lead. And then down the stretch, Overton forced Axtell into some turnovers, but then they were able to Axtell was able to hit some free throws down the stretch, and they go on to win this one by a final of 49-39. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll take a look at all the numbers here as Axtell wins it by 10 and advance in the D110 Girls Sub-Districts. We'll continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the final numbers right after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show. It is a final. Axtell now 19-5 on the season. They pick a 49-39 win over Overton. Leading the way here for Overton, though, in their final game of the season, Danny Jewett finished with 15 points in the game to go with 4 rebounds. Sydney Enix, solid performance before she fouled out. She finished with 14 in the game. Victoria Anderson off the bench, she finished with 4 points and 3 rebounds. Monica Meyer with 3 points and a couple of rebounds. Gracie Grotewood had 3 points and 4 rebounds in the game. Taylor Kaiser did not score in the game, but she did finish with 4 rebounds. Unofficially, for Overton in the game, shooting the basketball, they were 14 of 39 overall, so they ended up shooting about 36% in the game. They were 2 of 9 from behind the arc, so they shot about 22%. And from the free throw line, they were 9 of 22, so they shot 40% from the line. And they probably needed to shoot a little bit better than that to get past Axtell, who was the number one seed here in the sub-district. The Wildcats had a couple players in double digits. Season Melma led the way with 11 points and 3 rebounds. Hannah Kring finished with 10 points and 8 rebounds. Ashley Snell with 9 points and a couple of rebounds. Reagan Miller had 8 points and 4 rebounds. Sophie Melma had 6 points, 6 rebounds. And Kit Wells finished with a couple of points and 2 rebounds as well. Sam Trampy also threw in a couple of points. And Jordan Popple had 1 point and 2 rebounds. Unofficially, Axtell was 15 of 30 from the field, so they shot overall 30%. They were 5 of 20 from three-point range as they finished with 25% shooting there. But at the free throw line, they were 14 of 25, so they shot 56% there. So, again, Overton had 2 three-pointers. Axtell hit 5 from the free throw line. Overton hit 9 free throws. Axtell hit 14. So there's 5 points there combined with another 9 points from three-point range that they had kind of as the advantage. And there you go. That's how Axtell wins this one. A little bit better three-point shooting, a little bit better free throws, and Axtell wins it 49-39. Well, we're about 16 minutes or so away from starting to figure out who's going to be playing Axtell in the sub-district final, as Amherst will be taking on Elm Creek here in just a few minutes. So once again, our final, Axtell over Overton, 49-39. Our second game has the Broncos and the Buffaloes right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We're going to step away for a little bit. We'll be back with more basketball right here on ESPN.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.